Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. In this little series of talks, I'm telling you some of the reasons why I am a Christian. There are many religions in the world, and of all of those religions, I have chosen to follow Christianity. I have chosen to follow Jesus Christ. In the first talk, I read a portion from Isaiah 45 and simply mentioned seven of the reasons why I follow Christianity, why I follow Jesus Christ. I then followed up with a talk expanding on the first of those reasons, and now I come to the second of those reasons. I follow Jesus Christ because I believe Jesus Christ is above all other gods. Reading again verse 18 from Isaiah 45, that portion I read at the very start, it reads this way: "For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other." And we have seen in our earlier talks that Jesus Christ was the one who created the earth. He worked in conjunction with the Father and the Holy Spirit in creation. And he is the Lord, and there is no other God. There are no other true gods. There are man-made gods, but Jesus Christ is the only true God, and as that, he's above everything else that is called God. Many portions of Scripture would reinforce this thought for us, and I'm choosing just to read one. I'm reading from the book of the Revelation, chapter 19, from verse 11 to the end of the chapter. And this is a description of the return of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to this earth to die for our sins. He rose again, he returned to heaven, but he has promised to come back. And I believe in not too long he will be back. And this is one of the descriptions we get in the Word of God of his return. Reading from verse 11 in Revelation 19. "Now I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." That's a name that is used for Jesus Christ in other parts of Scripture. "And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Jesus Christ is Almighty God, and as such, he is above all gods or all that are called gods, and he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that's one of the reasons that I submit to him. That's one of the reasons that I accept him as my Savior and Lord. That's one of the reasons why I follow Jesus. The description goes on. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, "Come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great." And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, their armies, gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his name. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword which proceeded from his mouth, from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. That was a vision John, the disciple and apostle, received on the Isle of Patmos. Many things in it would need to be explained. But it's clear from it that Jesus Christ, the one who will return to this earth to judge the quick and the dead, he is the Lord God Almighty. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And as I said, that's why I submit to him. I hope you do too.